This is our version of prom music.
Right. I mean, for our age group anyways, right?
So 99.9.
This is when you would make your own dress and all that stuff. And you'd go to the dance with Ducky, even though you'd leave with the other guy.
Yeah, this maybe your age group, Raven. I don't know what you're talking
about.
You're
not that far behind
me. So 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. I'm going to flash back to 2014 really quick, because this was a big deal here in Connecticut. It actually made national news. Mm-hmm. A Connecticut teen was told she couldn't bring her boyfriend to prom because he was too old. She was 18 at the time. She was a senior, and he was going to be 22 by the time the prom actually happened.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is that we couldn't figure out what happened, because they, like, it never was reported after it made national news on what went down.
The story just kind of fizzled out there. Maybe they broke up. We don't even know.
Exactly. But it made us start thinking about it, because Raven is facing a somewhat similar situation in his own household.
Right. So my stepson, he's 20, and his girlfriend is going to be 18 in about 4 weeks right here now. And so we're talking about prom the other day, and she's like, yeah, I don't think that we're going to go. I'm really not into it or whatever. They went to the junior prom together, but now it's her senior prom, obviously. And my wife, of course, was like, oh, my gosh, you have to go. Of course you should go. And she said that, you know, basically it wasn't a rule put forward to her, but somebody approached her in school and said that her boyfriend might be too old to come to the prom.
I get that.
Like, I really don't. I mean, it's the age where people are bringing their parents and so forth. I mean, listen, there's plenty of seniors that are dating a freshman or a sophomore in college, right? I mean, a lot of times, how many seniors did you know that dated freshmen, you know, from the high school? So then those people graduate, the kid's still in high school, and they go on to, you know, other school or whatever. It's really not all that weird,
yeah,
right?
No, see, I get it, because when you start messing around with that, she's 17, he's 20, or, you know, she's 17, he's 21. It's an interesting kind of dynamic, because technically, they're still young adults,
right?
But
separated by 2 years.
But the difference is that there's a legal difference of legality there, and it starts to get a little funny. And where I think the schools get kind of involved in this, and which is kind of not so much for your stepson, because he's 20 and not 21.
I was going to say he's 21. Right, because they have access to alcohol.
It's 21 because they have access to alcohol, right? And they're so concerned about kids bringing alcohol into the proms. So I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't know what's right and what's wrong. Because I remember when I was in high school, I dated a guy. He was only a year older than me in school. Like, I was a junior. He was a senior.
Right.
But he was like, you know, he stayed
back.
He could be 2 years.
He was
2 years older than me.
Right.
So I could see,
like, had a full beard.
Right. Well, they all have full beards.
Mustache.
Right.
Right.
Very hairy.
Scraggly. Just, you know, mustache on the sides, but wouldn't quite grow right under the lip there.
Right.
Just that strange look that they have. Yeah, I think that over 21, it changes things. But I'll also say this, too, is that they do all sorts of alcohol testing now at these school functions. Like, they have these things. It's not a breathalyzer, but it basically, like, samples the air around you.
Seems so weird.
And tries to pick up alcohol stuff. And this is actually in place in like 4 or 5 schools in Connecticut. Now, I'm not sure if anything like that is in place for her school.
Right.
But it just, you know, in that regard, it's like, well, you're already, you know, kind of protected against that. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where we're kind of up in the air about it. But we wanted to ask you, should there be an age limit on how old your date can be if he does not attend that school or she does not attend that school?
And are they just going to make exceptions because you're related to that person? I'm going to bring my dad. I'm going to bring my dad. You know what?
We hear stories like that all the time, too. And people are like, oh, she brought her mom to prom. He brought his mom to prom.
What if mom's got a pint in her purse?
I don't know.
What's up with that?
I don't. Okay.
That's not good planning.
Well, yeah, that's a different set of problems. Give us a call. What are your thoughts on this? 1-800-330-9999.
Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.